Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm in Cleveland. Great place, great city, good folks, good food, wonderful weather. August in Cleveland is spectacular. Okay, I'm not going to recommend you come here in January. Because I've been here in January, and I know what it's like, and they admit it here. It's not beautiful in January, but August, Sandra McDonough, is nice in Cleveland, isn't it?
It's absolutely beautiful. It's my first time here, and I love it.
Yeah, I know it. And oh, it's your first time here?
Absolutely.
I got you. Okay, so that's right. You're not from here. Where are you from?
I'm from Portland, Oregon.
That's right, Portland, Oregon. And I've not been to Portland. I've been to Eugene before.
Well, Portland is the largest city in Portland, in Oregon. It's the metropolitan area is almost 2 million people.
I see. Now, tell us about what you do in Portland.
I am head of the Portland Business Alliance. We're Greater Portland's Chamber of Commerce, and we also run the Downtown Portland Association.
Right. Now, tell us about the Business Alliance in Portland. Now, is that what you call your local chamber?
It is the regional chamber of commerce. We have members from throughout the Portland metropolitan region. There's also a number of smaller chambers in the area, and we work closely with them. But we are the larger regional chamber that builds sort of the regional consensus on how we approach business in the Portland area.
All right. What is now you're here attending the American Chamber of Commerce executives, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and that's there are about 1,200 folks here, and it's a very exciting thing. Were you in St. Louis last year?
I was. It was a great convention.
Well, I thought we met you there. We were there, and we're looking forward to next year too, in Sacramento, California. So let's talk a little bit about what you guys do there in Portland. What are your challenges in growing the chamber out there?
Well, the first thing we had to do was really rebuild our chamber over the last couple of years. The Business Alliance was created only about 4 years ago through a merger of the Greater Portland Chamber and the Association for Portland Progress, which was the Downtown Association. And we did that at a time. I was on the board at the time. I wasn't the president of the organization then. We did it at a time when the Oregon economy and the Portland economy were really at a low point. Our economy took a long time to recover from the national recession. So what we saw was membership drop as our members were really focusing on how they stayed healthy through that tough time. And it's really natural during those kinds of things that membership dollars are one of the things that they cut when they don't have as many revenues as they want. So we've gone back and had to rebuild our focus, decide what our new organization would look like post-merger, and bring members back and start providing services that benefit them.
It's hard to complain, and it's hard to give business owners a hard time or to pressure them, not pressure, but I don't mean that, but it's hard to encourage them too much to join a chamber when you're talking to them on Wednesday and they don't know if they're going to make payroll on Friday.
Absolutely, and Portland is really a small business town. We have some very large corporations in the region. We have Intel's largest site in the world. We have Nike, and even those businesses took a hit. In fact, when those businesses took a hit, it had a real ripple effect through the economy. But where we saw the greatest pain was among a lot of our small business members who were really just struggling to stay on top of their own game, and we worked closely with them. But they're starting to come back now, and we're doing a lot better there now.
Well, and you know, I was just talking to someone who is here in Cleveland, and they were talking about he's in the plastics business, and he was talking about how this community has had to come back since 2000. It's been tough for them. And I'm sure that's the same kind of thing you guys have experienced.
We did for a long time. We actually had the highest unemployment rate in the country in Oregon, and it was a real struggle for the economy. But we're seeing that come back. We're seeing our high-tech industry get healthy again. Our manufacturing industry is up and running again, and that's had a great impact on our economy, and our businesses are coming back, and generally people are feeling a lot better.
Well, I think you're right. I think, even though the economy is slowing just a little bit, it actually is not. It's only slowing. It's not actually bad.
Absolutely.
The economy is dropping down below, it's below 4%, which is a good thing. Maybe some parts of 2006 will be below 3%, actually, maybe. And that's not actually a bad thing either. We're going to take a quick break. We got Sandra McDonough, and she's the president and CEO of Portland Business Alliances. And we're talking about how to build your chamber and how to get involved and why you should be part of your chamber with Sandra McDonough. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns lowered with my New York brim and my gold tooth display.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Sandra McDonough. She's here, like I am, helping the American Chamber of Commerce executives celebrate their 2006 conference here in Cleveland, Ohio. She's from Portland, Oregon, on the other side of the country.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, by the way, folks, Sandra is the president and CEO, the leader. That means she's the leader, the professional leader of the Portland Business Alliance. Now, how long have you been in the chamber business?
Only 2 years. I was on the board of directors of the alliance before that.
Right. All right. And what made you decide to get into the chamber business?
Well, I was making a transition out of another career, one that involved a lot of travel for many, many years. And I wanted to do something that was a little more community focused. And somebody called me up and said, why don't you take a look at this job? And it's
right.
Just been a great experience. I'm working in the community that I live in, that I'm raising my son in, and I'm hoping we're making a difference.
Well, I bet you are. And what now, in terms of preparing yourself for this job, what skills did you have when you came into this?
Well, at the time, we were a new organization. We were an organization that was facing some financial challenges and some challenges on how we defined ourselves after a merger. And I'd been in the energy industry for 20 years and had been through a lot of mergers, had balanced a lot of budgets, managed a lot of people. And I think what they wanted at that time really was somebody who could focus on the business operations and at the same time have a good relationship with our partners out there, particularly our public partners. And I've done government relations in the energy industry for a number of years.
So you already had that background. Now, what do you think you're going to gain and have gained from the last, you've been to at least the last two ACCE conferences. What have you gained from those?
You know, the greatest opportunity for me here is to speak to my colleagues out there who are running the same kind of operations I am and facing the same kind of challenges. We had a conversation last year with particularly the larger chambers when I was here, where we could sit down and talk about what was going on with membership, what's going on with some of our employees, some of the systems we're running, and we all learned from each other.
One of the things that it concerns me is that a lot of chambers, the leadership, the volunteer leadership, the members, don't consider, in too many chambers out there, they don't consider this kind of a trip. It costs money to send you here. I don't know. It's certainly not prohibitive. It shouldn't be, but it is. It costs a little bit of money that you have to budget for. You have to put it in your budget and make it happen. Some chambers actually, the local leadership, don't see the benefit in something like this. And I think that's a mistake. What do you think?
I think it's really important to get out there and learn about other issues in other places and what's going on there. Because what I learned last year talking to a guy from Tampa, Florida, was that what we were facing in Portland was not unique. And by sitting and talking to Florida or Seattle or Chicago or other places, we can learn a lot and we're a better chamber. I have a great board and they really encourage us to get out and learn and find different learning opportunities.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, you know, there are like 50 or 60 speakers here this
week.
Right.
Absolutely.
How could you get that kind of exposure for the money that you're spending now? How could you do that anywhere else? I don't think you can.
It's a unique business, and you really have to go to the places like this to find the people who work with businesses like ours.
Well, the reason, Sandra, that I feel so strongly about talking about these things, taking my time on the show to talk about these things, is because my goal, I wake up every morning thinking about how I can help small business owners to be successful. And I've been a member of my chamber since 1977.
Good for you.
And I know how important the chamber is. The chamber has been a big part of my life, a big part of whatever success I've had. It's contributed to that significantly. I do almost all my business out of my hometown. I don't do much business locally, but my local chamber still supports me. And I couldn't think about not being a member of my chamber. And part of the benefit has been from the professionals who work in the chamber, who've helped me when I've needed them. They've been a phone call. They've been a safe harbor for me. They've been a critic. They've been able to help me make decisions when I've needed some help, when I've needed to run something by somebody. And those are all professionals, people who, like you, who need to come to these kind of things to become better, to get more professional education and to become better. So the next time I make a phone call to them, they can help me.
Absolutely.
Or maybe they would call me and say, Jim, I need you to help me. And they do that sometimes, and I like being able to do that.
Great. That's why chambers are there, is to help businesses, and particularly our small businesses.
Yeah, that's the key. And so anything I can do, and I know you feel the same way, anything we can do to help small business owners, that's worth the time. It's the return on investment is enormous for that, isn't it?
Well, what we find with our small business owners is that they don't have the time or the resources to hire the staff to help them with things like IT and
right.
marketing and networking. Our larger members do. And so our job as a chamber is to make sure that they have those resources. Maybe we're not providing them all of them, but we are helping them make the connections that get them the answers that they need.
Absolutely. Now, you got big members. You got members of your chamber, of your group, your alliance, that are large companies.
Absolutely.
How do you balance those two, the large and the small?
Well, that is a challenge that every chamber faces every day. And what I've learned over the last couple of years is that large businesses join a chamber probably for a different reason than most small businesses do. Most small businesses are looking for networking opportunities and ways to build their businesses and get some help in areas that they don't have expertise. The larger businesses tend to join chambers as a way of building community. And so we're working with them to help make that happen.
Hold on to that thought, Sandra. We're going to be right back with Sandra McDonough. She is the president and CEO of Portland Business Alliance. And we're going to talk some more about some ideas that could help you to build your relationship with your chamber and therefore your chamber and help your entire community, the entire marketplace. Nine after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're continuing our visit with our new friend, Sandra McDonough. She is President and CEO of Portland Business Alliance. Now, Sandra, you said something earlier. By the way, give us your website.
www.portlandalliance.com.
Portlandalliance.com. You said something earlier I wanted to land on for a minute. I want to talk about that for just a minute, and that is the structure of your organization. That is that you are an overarching kind of an organization for the larger geography of Portland, right?
Right.
You got about 1,300 members, but there are smaller chambers, other chambers in the Portland area, right?
There are many chambers throughout the Portland area in many of the suburban.
How many? About how many?
Oh, we have. Six? Oh no, we have about 15 different partners.
15 different other little chambers.
Yes.
For this little community, that little community.
Yes, and some even within the city.
Okay, and within the city, why would that many chambers pop up like that? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's about the focus of the businesses. What we tend to do, we look a lot at Portland-specific issues, issues that relate to the city of Portland, but also broader regional issues. How do we build a good transportation system? How do we have a good school system? And so we have to have a regional focus, and it's actually even a two-state focus for our organization.
Right.
But smaller chambers in the communities that are out there, the suburban communities, are really focusing more on their local community and helping their local businesses with local issues. And so what we have found is it makes sense for those chambers to really focus on those issues and then work with us as well on broader issues. So it's a great partnership.
Do you ever have trouble getting those other chambers to believe that you're there to be a partner and not to be a competitor?
Oh, my gosh, yes. There's a lot of issues. I think we've moved beyond that, but
it's not easy to get to that point.
No, because we're from the big city, and so people, yeah. The first tendency is we want to take over everything, but that doesn't make sense for us to do that. A better way is really to have the partners out there. We just, about a year ago, completed a regional business plan that was a partnership for the entire region, bringing all the different chambers and business organizations mm-hmm. together to do an economic plan for the region for the next few years, and that was a great deal.
There are a number of communities out there that are not, many of them are not that big, right. That have a couple of chambers. Side by side, maybe a river is between them or something. It's the same, you know, metropolitan area, but there's a river or a mountain or who knows, a desert maybe. Sometimes it seems like a gulf between them.
Right.
The chambers, you know, they typically may not get along. They think each other is, you know, they try to compete with each other, but they don't all do that. Sometimes you see it and they really work well together. How do you get across to your partner on the other side of the river or the other side of the street, the chamber? How do you get those chambers to talk together and to realize that there's a lot of work to be done? We all need to be working together on this.
It's like almost anything else in life. The first thing is it's a personal relationship. It's about getting in your car and going out to those communities and sitting down with those folks and finding out what they care about and what their focus is. And what we found is that we all have the same objectives here, and also on our part as the largest chamber and in the metropolitan city, that we don't always have to be the leader on every issue.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're the follower and the other organizations set the path and we work with them. And so it's really about balancing things every single day and finding areas of mutual interest.
Right, right. I agree with you. What would you like to tell people? I've got about a minute left. What would you like to tell people about Portland?
Portland is an absolutely beautiful city, and it's a great place for business. The metropolitan area is growing. We have huge corporations. We're the largest site in the world for Intel. Nike grew up there. Columbia Sportswear, great transportation sector. And it's a wonderful place for small business. We are a small business community. It's the lifeblood of our economy, and it's a major focus for the chamber organizations and also for our government leaders and how we grow and nurture our small businesses.
Are the big companies out there, Nike and that group, are they part of the chambers?
You bet they are. They are wonderful civic leaders. And we work with them every single day.
Right. So, I forgot about Nike being out there.
You bet. Nike started as a small business
in
Southeast Portland, a couple of guys selling running shoes out of the back of their car,
right.
And now they're a huge, wonderful business.
Yeah, that story is pretty much pretty well known. Sandra, congratulations on the good work you're doing. Congratulations to you on continuing your professional development by
coming to these
conferences, and we're looking forward to seeing you again later on
Great.
Today.
Looking forward to it, too.
Sandra McDonough, ladies and gentlemen, she's with Portland Business Alliance. And I got to wrap it up for today. I'm broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio. Glad to be here. I've got one more day of broadcasting from here. We're going to meet some more people, some local people, and some tomorrow, the president of a chamber who's celebrating their 200th anniversary as a chamber. Charlie Anderson is going to be right here on this show. You don't want to miss that. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.